previously on Good Sex, Bad Sex.
When I came out with Jodie Shaw, the amount of shit I got on social media, not just by men, but by girls as well, which is more so why I'm here, because I think girls should stick together.
Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. This is a podcast from metro.co.uk. It's kind of like being caught in a heatwave, but a lot sweatier. My name's Miranda Kane, and this week we're going to be talking about grid girls in Germany. Now, we're on a bit of a summer break at the moment, so there's no BB this week. In fact, today's episode is kind of a bit of a special one. It's a two-parter from Germany. So speaking to some of the women here, I think it's been really interesting to see what they've had to put up with when they've come off from reality TV, or things that they've found that people have commented on because of what they do for a living. And to me, I think it's quite brave of them to be able to turn around and say, do you know what, it's my body and it is my choice. The Formula One season started this year without one of the vital ingredients, grid girls. Following a backlash in the off-season, 2018 is the first F1 season in decades that's not featured grid girls. See, supporters of the decision say sports promo girls reduce women's visibility in sports to sideline eye candy. But here at Good Sex, Bad Sex, we're a little less sure. See, in my mind, if gorgeous women want to show off their bodies, then surely they should be free to do so. It's their livelihood. So today I'm chatting to a few grid girls working in Ulm in Germany. It's all about women's bodies and women's choices. What will the impact of the ban in the industry be on grid girls?
Hi, I'm Julia, I'm from Munich, and I'm a grid girl. You know, I get bookings for as a grid girl, and they went down because it's forbidden now, which I think is stupid, because it's nothing wrong. I mean, it's not wrong to do that job. We don't, it's not prostitution, and I don't think that prostitution is wrong, but you know, it's socially unaccepted, and so is being a grid girl, and I don't know why.
What made you become a grid girl? How did you start?
I started 2 years ago, and it wasn't planned. I just got in accidentally, so to say, and I had fun the first time, and so I just kept going.
And what do you enjoy about it?
I love the other girls. I mean, the other girls are always fun, so the job is fun.
And what kind of thing does it involve? Because we see women flying a flag, and are there things that are involved in it?
Well, it's having fun with other people. Yes, wagging the flag, of course. And I think shine out that you like your job and make other people happy.
And so what kind of things do you find you have to do now? I mean, now that you've sort of you're losing the bookings.
Actually, the job is the same. It's just another title, because it's not allowed anymore. So they book me as a model, and then, you know, and then if I say, okay, I can do the job, they call me, and then they say, you know, listen, it's basically being a grid girl. Do you have a problem with that? And then, you know, then you can think about it and can say, okay, yes, I do have a problem with it, or you say, no, being a grid girl is fine.
And what would you say to the people who are saying that it's not something that a woman should do? What kind of thing would you, if you had a person in front of you that was trying to ban grid girls, what would be the thing that you would say to them?
We're not in the 60s anymore, or 50s, or I don't know. Women are independent now, and women are strong, and I think I would say the same. Open your mind, seriously. Open your mind and look out, and we don't have to stand in the kitchen all the time. We can do whatever we want, because it's our body. Get your stick out of your ass.
Hello, I'm Lily Vanilli. I'm 26 years old. I'm from Ulm in Germany, and I'm a little porn star. I do webcam, I make videos, I make everything, yes. I do this since 2 years for a professional, and yes, I love it. I was 19 years old, and it was so funny, still now.
So how do you feel when people say what you're doing is bad?
Then I say you have to decide it by yourself. It's not your problem, it's my problem, and when I love it, I will do it. So that's not a matter.
Do you think there will be a time in the future you'll regret what you're doing or not?
There will be a time where I don't do this, but I will do it so long I can.
Oh, so it's not that you'll regret it. You want to do this for as long as possible. So partway through the day in Germany, there was a bit of an online ruckus. It kind of shows what people do think of the issue of grid girls.
We just basically wanted to kind of like get the public's opinion on the general like story of today and what we're trying to represent and what we are giving an insight into. So we asked the audience, why do you think women are judged on their career choices? Do you think they should be? Let us know in the comments below. We then proceeded to get different comments from people being like, women are judged for their jobs, so are men. There was a picture, if you go on our Instagram, you'll see that Sophia from X on the Beach is wearing a really beautiful kind of like racing gear outfit. And I personally think she looks fantastic in it. And she enjoyed wearing it. It's her choice, her body. However, some people have now gone onto the comment section to kind of be a little bit like, oh, this picture's stupid. She's dressed inappropriately. And it's just kind of started like a bit of a debate amongst all us girls, being like, well, this is kind of the whole thing and the whole reason of what this event is for. So really, like, obviously everybody's entitled to their opinion, but like it's just kind of showed us in a bit of a lifetime really that this opinion is still alive and is still definitely people are talking about it and still have a clear like opinion on what they want to say and what they think.
I mean, is there anything that you think you can do to combat against that, or are you just going to let the trolls go?
As long as we keep covering content of female empowerment and keep going, like, we're not going to pull the picture of Sophia because people are unhappy about it. We're not going to take it off our page because we think she looks fantastic and we agree with what she is going for in her life choices. Like, just because she's a reality star doesn't make her any different from anybody else, and what she wants to do and what she wants to wear is entirely her choice. So if people are going to comment on our photos saying, like, you know, it's maybe not the best choice, that's entirely hers. And that's their opinion as well. They're entitled to it. But ultimately, we're not going to take it down just because it upsets people and makes them unhappy. Like, everybody should be able to, like, be who they are and kind of, like, embrace themselves. And that's really what this is all about, empowerment and embracing who you are. They're clearly passionate, whichever way they look at it, which is good because we're starting a debate. We're getting it talked about, and that's the best thing about it.
It shows that it's still a very combative subject, maybe?
Definitely. Like, obviously, I think with something like this, it'll probably always be a subject that is open to debate. Like, we'll never probably be able to make it fully just one way or fully the other way. But then that's also kind of the beauty of having a platform like this where people can debate. Like, no kind of one opinion is right, like, at all. So we should celebrate all opinions, but also sometimes just kind of accept people's choices. That's it. It doesn't really matter. So we could sit and say that what they're saying is wrong or right, but it doesn't really matter. Like, again, everyone's entitled to it. So that's the way we should keep it.
Thanks to everyone I spoke to in Germany. Having spoken to loads of grid girls, my thoughts are that I think it's a bit of an own goal on this one. The women have already found different ways to make a living, only now they're called models and it's no longer grid girls. So a bit of that glitz and glamour have been taken away. I don't think it ever sidelined women in sport. There's a lot of other things that do that for us. So I think it's a bit of a shame that they've had to be kind of downgraded in a way. And also, I just think feminism should always be about lifting people up and letting people do whatever they want to do with their bodies, as long as it is safe and sane. Thank you for joining us on our special little trip to Germany. My name's Miranda Kane, and Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Sam Bonham. We're going to see you next week when we'll be back in the studio.